Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me once again as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's scripture passage is Psalm 90, titled A Prayer of Moses, the Man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, Return, O children of man, for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger. By your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord. How long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be shown to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. I recently read an article discussing the lifespans of people around the world. And it probably will not surprise you that statistics show that people today live longer than they did in, say, the 1100s, which would be the past modern era. There are many factors and complicated formulas for reaching such conclusions, among them infant mortality rates, wars, diseases, climate conditions, gender, economics, and diet. The current world average age is 67.2 years, Swaziland is on the low end of that at 31.88 years, and Japan tops the list at 82.6 years. But when we consider the length of days in early biblical times, we barely live any time at all. From the accounts found in Genesis, Noah, for instance, lived for 350 years after the flood, dying when he was 950 years old. Abraham lived 175 years. And Moses, from the accounts in the book of Deuteronomy, after leading the Israelites out of Egypt, was 120 years old when he died. King David, credited as the author of many of the Psalms, was about 70 years old when he died in the 10th century BC, which is pretty much the average lifespan of people today. You will want to speak to your pastor for more exact reasons for our length of days on earth, granted by God our Father. But we do know that however long we live here, we have been created to love the Lord, and He does have a plan for us. Peter tells us in Acts chapter 2, verse 39, For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to Himself. This promise, which Peter speaks of, is the gift of the Holy Spirit for all believers regardless of age, which leads to the fellowship of all believers. Sometimes, though, even faithful believers find it difficult to see any active signs of the Holy Spirit in our lives as we enter the time of our life we call old age, and cry out, as our psalmist today did, Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. My pastor once related a story about an elderly church member who was housebound, and during his regular visits to her, she wanted to know why God wasn't just taking her home to heaven. She was of no more use here. His reply to her was, God still loves you and is using you. For instance, you have a nursing attendant who comes in daily to whom you are a witness through your words and your actions. You are also faithful in your prayers for your family members and church. What a blessing Pastor was to her to be able to remind her of the love God still has for her. We know that some of our days here will be filled with toil and trouble, and those days, weeks, months, or even years can sometimes weigh heavily upon us as we grow old, making us feel lonely and desperate to leave this life behind. My grandmother lived with our family for her last 6 months of life, and I remember her sometimes speaking out loud to God, begging Him to let her come to Him. I knew she wasn't always aware of her reality, but it was unsettling for my 12-year-old self to hear. So at those times, I would go to the piano and play one of her favorite hymns, "How Great Thou Art." It seemed to be some comfort to her, and it made me feel better too. I loved my grandmother, and knowing that she would soon be with Jesus was the one thing that kept our family living together in joy. Though it doesn't always seem like it, our life here does pass quickly, and the Lord does take pity on us by giving us the hope of eternal life, everlasting life in heaven, where we will be free of all of the toil, trouble, and tears. There is a song you may have heard on Lutheran radio called "Time That Is Left" by Christian recording artist Mark Schultz. One of the lines in it asks the question, "What will you do with the time that is left?" Scripture gives us an answer to that question. Be glad. My prayer for you today and for myself is that we will heed the words of the psalmist in verse 15 when he says, "Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us and for as many years as we have seen evil." The Lord knows our sufferings, and He has prepared a glorious place for us beyond this life of suffering that we can look forward to. We suffer anguish now because of the fall and because of our own sin, but it will be fleeting when we consider eternal life, and we can live patiently with hope in our hearts as we wait for our Lord either to take us home to heaven now or when He returns again. In the words of Paul in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." We don't know what that glory is exactly, but we can be sure it will one day be ours. No person can totally understand another person's pain or sorrows, but God can. So it is only His words that can bring peace and patience to a suffering soul. God is the one who can give us faith to sustain us through all circumstances. James, who was a brother to Jesus, writes this prayer of faith. "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." As long as we are living, God will love us steadfastly and use us, so we can live joyfully in the sure hope of our salvation. If you are in the midst of suffering today, or know someone who is, I would like to leave you with the words of Peter in the book 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor to the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you do not now see Him, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." We pray. Lord God, thank you for the gift of our faith and your words of comfort and hope found only in the Holy Bible. May your words always be a joy for us to read and to share with the next generation and with those around us as we endure life here on earth in anticipation of life eternally with you in heaven. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.